absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast. This week we're brought to you in association with, I like that, the South Tipperary Biodiversity Forum. You like this one? Making Tipperary a great place to be. Get it? Be? Biodiverse? No. Bad joke for a Friday, possibly, all right. But I've still got a bumper-packed show for you this week on the Sodcast. I've got my On the Blog section this week. I've got my images. I've got my oddities and your oddities. And I've got my And Finally section. It's a corker. It's a corker. It's the weekend. It's Arthur's Day today, apparently, as well. I might just go for a pint tonight, see how I get on. I'm going to start my first up. In the first up section, and I'm going to try and be mildly serious for a bit, for just a little, okay, just bear with me. But it's to do with the iTunes thing, and there's 19 ratings up there on the iTunes section, and if you're listening to it, and you're doing it through iTunes, you know, here's the favor I'm asking you in return for listening to the show. The feedback is what makes me kind of, you know, I don't lose sleep over it, but it does make me turn around and say, well, okay, they like that bit of the show, how can we make that better? They don't like that bit of the show, should I remove it, should I scrap it, should I, you know. And it's your show, it's because of you that I do it, it's because of you that I write the blog, it's because of you that I do the Sodcast. So it is important. If you don't like it, give it a 1-star, tell me why. That's the only thing I'll ask. And if you do like it, give it the 5-star, but also say why. It's usually, I know there are friends up there, and they're kind of go, oh, Pete, I think you're great, and I like you, and would you like cake? And there's like 17 stars for you. But it needs good, honest feedback, and it'd be really appreciated if you could do it, please. The iTunes link is up there, just click it and give it a review and a rating. I'll make you tea. How's about that? You can come to my house and we'll have tea. Fair enough. Straight into the On the Blog section this week. It was an odd week for On the Blog, actually, because the first one was I met Jack Charlton. Jack Charlton! Jackie Charlton! The dude, the Don, the man from... Do you remember the entire country, Ireland, coming to a standstill? Do you remember Dave O'Leary, who'd never taken a penalty before in his life? Never taken a penno before in his life. I love that bit when they do that bit of a flashback and reeling in the ears. Love it. Absolutely love it. But Jack was asked, or really, somebody nicked my question. It wasn't Ken Early's. I would have blamed him if he had been there, but it wasn't. I think it was your man who writes for the Herald. Can't remember his name. But somebody asked Jack about the pitch. Jack went off on a bit of a tangent, and he answered the question I was going to ask, which is great, because they said, about the pitch, and he said, oh, I remember the first time meeting a groundsman, and it's a bad accent, isn't it? Probably sounds a bit more like Cheryl Cole than Jack Charlton, but he said, you know, look, basically, in essence, the groundsman, the first time you met him, he said, oh yeah, don't worry, Jack, you know, we'll have the grass cuff you for the match. And Jack went, oh no, don't cut it. I was going to go into it again there. But he said, no, don't cut the grass. And so they never did. He said they never cut the grass before an Ireland match. Like, they always left it nice and tufty and long. It's a really interesting one. He was an absolute gentleman. Thanks to Airtricity for organising it. Got to give them credit on that one. And it was like a dream come true. I felt like it just a big... I was going to say I feel like a big kid most of the time, but I really felt like one when I met Jackie. I just went back to like 12, 14 years of age. It was amazing. Straight on to horticulture, folks. Knipphopfia. Now, knip, knai, whatever you want to call it, I call it Knipphopfia. I've always called it that. I know the P is supposed to be silent, but look, that's how I pronounce it, and I'm sticking with it. The reality is, and the point I made on this one was, Knipphopfia is commonly called red hot poker. most commonly called Red Hot Poker. And I'm never really one for using the common names, but I did on this one because the Red Hot Poker that I actually planted in this garden that we did for Áine and Dermot was yellow. There wasn't a cinchia red in it at all. But it did get me thinking. It did. And it got me thinking that, you know, I could have saved €2 and put in an ordinary red one. I'm not saying the red ones are bad or brutal or, you know, they're not as good as. But the one thing I loved was when I showed that photograph around to other gardeners or other gardeners, gardening enthusiasts, they were kind of, some of them, not all, but some of them were kind of going, immediate talking point. And it is very, very much that, listen, you've bought the Rolling Stones double album on CD, remastered, and I've got it on vinyl. Mine's got a story. Mine's got a story. It's got character to it. It's worth that €2 extra. It's been well worth it. And for that alone, it is worth it. Because the herbaceous plants, which this is one of, essentially are bedding plants that die back every single year and come back up every year. So if it's planted properly, and if you plant it in between a couple of, let's say, evergreen ones, what you should find is that the flowers come up behind. If you choose the right plants, give me a call, it'll be worth it. But if you plant it properly, if it's planted in the right or within the right selection of plants, you should end up in a situation where the flowers come up behind. When it dies back down to the pulp, you don't see the messy bit of the plant. Is that making sense to you? Well worthwhile. Beautiful plant. So, here's the key to it. If you go and buy them plants, first thing you do, turn the pot upside down. Check the root system on it. Make sure it's not pot-bound. Make sure there's no vine weevil. Make sure it's healthy. Make sure it's got a nice drop of feed in it. Dig a decent hole. Half fill or part fill with an extra little bit of added compost just to get it going. And don't be afraid to pay €1 extra, €2 extra for a better plant in a larger pot. It's all about getting it established and getting your investment off the ground. The plant is essentially moving home. It's leaving ideal conditions and it's moving to your garden. This is one of them. I just think it's a corker of a plant, and that's why I put it in my list. I've got a whole category there on plants that I like, particularly like that I've used, not plants that I've spotted in a magazine, plants that I've actually used in gardens, and that fits in there for very good reason. That follows very, very well onto the next post that I did, which was all about getting the garden done and the right time to do it, particularly because it's a question that comes up year after year after year after year. Now, put in context, I'm pretty much at the gardening since I was about 6, 5, 7 years of age. I'm out on my own in business 10 years. Wow. This February, I'll be starting into my 11th year. Where did the time go? I think it was at Woodstock. No, it wasn't. I'm not that old. People have a habit of calling me old man. I'm 34 years of age. I went out on my own when I was 24. I think it was the January I was 24, going 25. So the question comes up year after year about, you know, oh God, you must be quiet. Oh, it must be. I'm kind of going, look, I don't sit in my backside and only work 3 months of the year. Most people, actually get the garden done a lot more. In fact, our turnover as a company would be greater in any variation of the winter months as versus the summer months, including my winter Christmas days, you know, New Year's period, holidays off. Mainly because when we go in and we plant plants, they're in their overwintering state. So we're not actually being paid to water. All we have to do is plant them into the ground. We're not being paid to maintain them. We're not worried about the weeds. There's no competition for growth. It's actually, I won't say it's a cheaper time or it's a more efficient time for the client as well, because the client isn't having to turn around and go, oh God, look, the sun's out, you know, it's 24 Celsius, 23 Celsius. We've got to, like, particularly this summer. I know there was a lot of clients that were saying, listen, look, only water at night time, wait until the sun has gone down, the water will act like a magnifying glass, will scorch the leaves of the plant, but don't overwater too much, blah, 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 blah. And they were doing this, some clients were doing it 2-3 hours, particularly with regards to all-out lawn. And modern science or modern technology, if you wish to call it that, has allowed us to be able to drop down roll-out lawns in the middle of December. It's allowed us to do that. It's allowed us to plant pretty much any plant you want. Even if it's snowing outside, it doesn't really matter, theoretically, I say. Because as long as it's containerized, you're relatively okay. Doesn't matter. If it's going to freeze in a pot, it's going to freeze in the garden. The other side of it is if it's dormant, which is the tree planting season, the hedge planting season. If you're in that situation, what you realize is, it doesn't matter. If it's going to freeze, and normally they're held in sand, because it's only a temporary sitting in kind of place, really. But once they're lifted, root bald, fine, that might be one side of it. But the bare roots, definitely, they're just held in sand just to keep moist the main anchoring roots. And that's really all you're talking from. Straight on to the images. We've got a couple up there, so I'm going to do two together. One is the snails, and one is the Phoenix carionensis. Now, the snail isn't really the point of the photograph, but it's sitting on a Japanese maple that was whopped, absolutely whopped, by the frost that happened last December, Jan, Feb, if you remember it. Pat Fitzgerald will tell you all about that. Down Pat's, Pat runs myplant.ie, really good guy. I featured Pat in the blog before. But Pat probably was the one who was saying to me, listen, he's down in Kilkenny, so he recorded minus 16 to minus 18 Celsius. Minus 16 to 18. How's about that? So if a couple of plants died, two, three, which is what happened in a lot of gardens, it wouldn't surprise me. But it's not a bad fatality rate. Now, a lot of clients, as I said, held off to see, will that plant come back? The reality is once a plant hits a point of necrosis, necrotic necrosis, a point at which the plant is dying, but it's not exactly dead, but it's also at the point where it won't come back. It won't reverse its fortunes, if that makes sense to you. And that's exactly it. So I'm into the garden where I took these two photographs. I'll probably be in there next week replacing or removing the Phoenix carionensis. And I would suggest and guess the Japanese maple as well. Sad to see, but look, hey, it's plants, folks. It's not concrete blocks that we're talking about here. The next two photographs that I put up, one of them is of, it's up around by Portobello direction. And it's off just where I actually stopped when I came out of the Aviva Stadium. I was walking down the road with Stephen O'Leary, had my sandwich, had my cup of coffee, turned off the phone for about 5 minutes and just said, hold on a sec, Pete needs a bit of time out. And I kind of started looking around and then out with the camera. And of course, that's the whole reason I don't really play golf, is because whilst the first time or the last time I ended up playing golf, what did I do? I started looking at trees. Not really much relaxation in that one, is there? Yeah, okay, another wry sense of humour. The second one there is the Swords Castle one. It's in Swords is North Dublin. It's probably the town nearest to where I am. And Swords Castle, Fingal County Council have done a pretty good job on kind of restoring it. It's taken a while, but there's a park next to it. I'm not too sure what the story is of the castle, but the park next to it actually is a really nice walk. And what it does and what I find is you can actually walk down the main, well, not the main street, but what they call North Street, where all the shops are and the traffic is and the whole lot. Or you can choose to do the alternate and you can walk down through the park. Which would you choose? So I like to go in. And it's like I go in the first entrance, bring my coffee and my sandwiches. I've got my Yellow Submarine Beatles lunchbox. Yeah, I do. I'll put a photograph up for you next week, promise. I take my flask, walk down through the park, turn the phone off for a few minutes, sit down, have my sandwich, rather than sitting in a busy coffee shop and kind of gulping it into me, you know. But they've got a beautiful tree walk, a really nice tree walk there. So worthwhile, you know, it really, really is. You're coming into berry season. You can walk down if the brambles are there, and if there's a few brambles around, you get free lunch in there, literally, just about on the verge of. And that leads me to my next one, which is the geranium cuttings. And I'm going to start them fairly soon, but then there's a double whammy. Because on one hand, if you look at the next photograph, it's actually hedge cutting. So on one hand, I got all this free bay laurel, which I don't really need because I've got too many bay hedging. Too many. So I cut the hedges and I give away all the clippings. And other people freeze the bay leaves and then they use them when they're making stew. The geranium cuttings, however, they come for free. I got a few plants off of at Mixern, Michael Nugent. I was godfather to Michael's daughter there recently. Hi, Mick. And his dad gave me some geranium plants. But when I was about 7 years of age, that's what I was kind of trained on, you might say, taking geranium cuttings. They're really simple. I'll try and do a video on it next week and throw it up on the blog. But if you don't have a geranium, knock next door to Mary, grab a lump off it or grab a plant, rubber plants, don't rubber plants, you know what I'm saying, borrow one.
Straight into this week's oddities, folks, and it's, yeah, we've got an odd selection here, I'm going to briefly run through them, but the links are up there, you should go take a look. One reason why you should go to Mayo, I've got a link up there, go check it out, the blog post is amazing, I liked it. Second, the Irish Holidays, it's the Galway Oyster Fest, love Galway, particularly like oysters, nothing better than a pint of Guinness, Arthur's Day, and a bowl of oysters, oh God, it's like heaven. Yeah, we're getting controversial now. Via the own over at Blog Science, the EU will continue to approve genetically modified crops. Leave it with you, you can decide. Free gardening classes offered Saturday at Clackamas. Is that Clackamas? Is that how you present it? Community College in Oregon. I think it's a really great idea. You know, the guys from the British Garden Designers Association last week were talking about, you know, the iPod generation and getting them into gardening. I got to turn around and say, a bit like the guys at the South Tipperary Biodiversity guys, you know, it's another thing when you get kids to draw nature, or you get kids to get their hands dirty. You say, you know, and the parents are there, and there's a little bit of encouragement. It makes all, I just couldn't keep my hands off that one as regards to throwing it up on the blog. There's a great review by at GardenBeat. Oh, it's the two living wall products. Rebecca Sweet kind of pimped this one out again, but I did discuss living walls briefly. The one I'd passed over in the UK. Now, I know at Garden Beat was over at the, there was a trade show on anyway in the UK. It's not coming to my mind. Go take a look. I thought it was a good one. Dublin streets were closed off for European Mobility Week. Big deal. But the car-free day was the next one. And it took place on Wednesday, which was yesterday. I didn't know about it last week, really. But it does make you think, and that's why it's up this week. From Susan Daly, the Irish Times tells of the Viking fortress of immense significance uncovered in County Louth. I was quite impressed with that one. I thought it was a nice article. Thanks, Susan. Via Cara Lake, Germany says no to Monsanto's genetic engineered GMO corn. Wowee. Not even going there. This one from Phil at Landscape Juice Network. I'll quote Phil. Is garden media failing to understand digital technology? Said it before last week, Phil, the British Garden Designers Association had a point. To be honest with you, I'm inclined to agree. I'm very much inclined to agree. And I don't think the garden media is the only one missing it. And finally, Adrian McMahon, my good old buddy. Shocking. Talk about the demise of one of Ireland's finest comedians. Quote Adrian, he was stuck behind the tractor. That was magical. It turned into a field. Oh, for God's sake, you know. That was the second bad joke I was talking about from the start of the show. And finally, it's an image courtesy of Mark Little. Now, if you remember the canal that I showed you, take a look at what Mark got on his iPhone last night. An amazing picture. Blew me away. Well, that's it, folks. As I said before and as I said last week, it all comes back down to you. It all comes back down to the great outdoors. I mean, whether you like Mark's picture or you like the one where I sat in the canal, whether it's, you know, the blog post on Mayo, and I like that line where there's a, you know, when the weather hits bad, that you can hide behind a tuft of a bog or you can stand out and face it front on. And I like that feeling of the rain coming into my face. Soft rain. I like it when you've got the right clothes on, you're in bad weather. I like it. But if it gets you outside and it makes you say, hey, there's a tree, you know, if it does that, then I've done my job. You'll find me on www.donaganlandscaping.com. Hit the blog. You'll find me on twitter.com/Donagan Gardens. That's what I do for a living, folks. I make gardens. I build gardens. I maintain gardens. I manicure gardens. I'm your garden man. Don't be afraid to give me a call. Don't be afraid to ask for a bit of free advice. I know John Keyes does. I'd like to thank the guys over at South Tipperary Biodiversity Forum. As always, making Tipperary a great place to be. As I said to you, it's the weekend, folks. Have a great weekend in the great outdoors. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing your reviews up on iTunes. I'll talk to you soon. Happy gardening, as always, for me. Bye-bye.